as Cazorla tries to get away from Wisdom. He's done well here, Cazorla. In comes his cross, Welbeck's header, and Foster can only help it into the net. And Arsenal take the lead. Danny Welbeck heading home, Santi Cazorla's cross. After Cazorla left Andre Wisdom for dead, Ben Foster got strong hands on the ball but could only push it into the roof of his own net. It's Albion 0, Arsenal 1 with an hour gone at the Hawthorns.
The decision you're talking about, Alan, was the offside against Saido, I presume?
Yeah, it was onside. I thought at the time, I've looked at it again, and it was clearly onside. And it's disappointing because it was a big moment in the game. It was 0-0 at the time, and he was through on goal. And we suffered as a result of a poor decision last week, and we've had to suffer another one this week. I understand that people make mistakes, and I'm not being completely critical of that, but you know, they're big moments.
You talked about, you know, wanting the players to be positive. Were you positive enough, do you think, today?
Well, I thought we were at the start and we were at the end. The bit in between, though, we lost that bit of control. We then found that instead of it being a game where we spent most of the time in Arsenal's half and they counter-attacked, and that was when they looked a threat at the beginning of the game when they counter-attacked, they actually got their passing going. And they're a very, very good side, and when they do that, then it's very simple for me on the side to be telling the players what they should be doing, but it's extremely difficult when you're out there and you're having to work really hard to get the ball back. And in those moments, you'll quite often give the ball away cheaply, and that's where we found ourselves probably after the first 15 or 20 minutes of the first half.
And the fans were very tolerant in the main, but they reacted badly when you brought Samaras on for Sessegnon.
Yeah, they did, and it nearly worked. We created more in that period than we had done prior to that, so maybe with hindsight people may have reacted in a different way, because it wasn't a criticism of Stefan. He was just beginning to look as if he was running out of legs. He does a lot of work for us, and I felt as if we needed something different in order to try and get us up the pitch. And I felt that the substitutions, as I say, nearly worked. They weren't negative substitutions. We were putting on forwards, putting on players who would hopefully create a chance or score from a chance. And, you know, during that period, we hit the bar. We had several shots at goal. We gained several corners. And Arsenal had to really defend a great deal. So, like I say, it nearly worked.